From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're into hour number two, and I hate to say, see, we told you so. It's really horrible news. The downgrading has begun. They're blaming the Tea Party. Not the bankers, not the derivatives. The whole SEAL Team 6 situation, very, very suspicious. I got a lot of other news. Government drug dealing we're going to be getting into. It's not fun to have to expose these people. Hopefully my public position will protect me in your prayers, Will. But somebody's got to stand up against these people because they're stealing the pension funds. They're imploding the country. Total criminals are running things, and people've got to stop being naive if we're going to reverse any of this. Ben in Tennessee, you're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for all the great work you're continually doing. I wanted to get to just the point you just made about this morning on the Sunday talk shows, political talk shows. I noticed a common thread running through them. Especially on ABC and NBC. Of course, we know NBC owned by General Electric. One, you had Alan Greenspan on NBC saying, no, we're not going to have a double dip recession. No, that's just not likely. And on the opposite side of the table, you had Rachel Maddow, just completely demonizing the Tea Party and saying that S&P had no credibility whatsoever. And then on ABC, you had Steve Rattner, the architect of the auto industry bailout, who is on record calling any Tea Party member, anybody who doesn't agree with the bailouts, terrorists. And I noticed that as a common thread running through the Sunday morning talking points.
I've got the stack. I'm glad. Absolutely. That's what I saw. And that's what they're doing. They're saying it's not the derivatives. It's not the six mega banks. It's not the big government. It's the people who don't like big government. Now that we're going into the depression publicly, it's all our fault. They were driving the train over the cliff. We tried to apply the brakes. They wouldn't let us. And now as we go off the cliff, they're looking at us saying, you did this.
Exactly. And for Alan Greenspan to even be allowed to come on these shows, or for people to even think that he has an ounce of credibility left after allowing the derivatives to just go into hyperspeed.
Well, that's right. For those that don't know, just to fill in what you're saying, Ben, it was on his watch in 98, 99. They got rid of all the rules and let an inner group of mega banks just create infinity of currency. And instruments that we have to back up. And now that we back them up, now it's our fault. And I guess in a way it is our fault for letting these criminals do this to us.
Well, I agree with you. And in closing, I just want to encourage people to, you know, keep supporting what you're doing. It's such essential work. So thank you again, and God bless.
Well, Ben, I appreciate your call. We're going to go to break and come back to Jason, Linda, Ryan, Salvatore, Tariq, Roland, Scott, George, Dana, Vincent, and others, and the toll-free number to join us, of course. We get so many calls. I hear national shows begging for calls. Our audience is so big and so great. We have a computerized phone system on the weekend show. The Genesis only has like an old-fashioned sex line system, but we do it out of our own studio. We can open the phone line up for about a minute, sometimes just like 10 seconds. I'll give the number out, and they'll open it. And like 30 phone calls will just shoot in. And if they leave it open, hundreds go on the board. But then that'll bankrupt me because I got to pay for all those toll-free calls. And they can sure add up when I sit here with a big blowhard talking forever. You know, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. There are so many good people in this country and worldwide. There are so many inventions and ingenuity and so many good people in government, out of government. So many good police officers. So many good military people. So many good talk show hosts, but we don't run things. The evil corrupt do, and we better get the controls back away from them, or we don't have any hope. And I got to tell you, I'm really creeped out right now. I got a lot of anxiety. I've been telling you the last few months I've been having it. I'm having a lot of anxiety. I think some really bad stuff's about to happen. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Country has a lot of great people in it, and we can turn things around, but we're going to have to stop being so naive and admit that corrupt elements have taken over almost every major position of power, and that it's become systemic, and that the sky is the limit if we don't get involved. I mean, everywhere I go, I'd say half the people I walk by on the street or at a business or at the grocery store stop and talk to me and are listeners. Great people. I mean, I went to a restaurant the other day with my parents and probably had, just while I was walking around in the place, 10 people come up to me. The waiter was a listener. Well, but they all say, great job, we're glad you're there doing what you're doing. Like, I'm going to be able to fix things. All I can do is go, hey, you know, here's 20 news articles that aren't getting national attention where the government's caught shipping guns into Mexico and cocaine in, and they're not even getting in trouble. All I can do is say, we're not in Kansas anymore. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls. It's just that we really do have a case of tyranny. We have cancer politically, and it's not going to go away when Obama leaves office, just like it didn't go away when Bush left office. The political ruling class, I have these idiots email me and they say, I like Democrats. The economy was roaring under Bill Clinton. Of course it was. They were, you know, a fish when it bites onto a hook with a worm on it for about a split second thinks the worm tastes good. And the way economies and societies go, 4 or 5 years is a millisecond. They were hyperinflating the currency. They were creating thousands of trillions of financial instruments and flooding the markets with it. Of course there was a bubble. And now Alan Greenspan and others are parading around on TV, and the White House is blaming people that want to be fiscally responsible for the fact that we've lost our AAA rating. We lost our AAA rating a long time ago. We've been positioned into economic collapse, and I'm going to be breaking that down after we go to your calls. But right now, Jason in Connecticut, you're on the air, Jason. Go ahead.
Alex, man, I tell you, my family came here in 1895, and this is not the America that they dreamt of. And no disrespect to America, we're in a bad time right now. But a quick comment about SEAL Team 6. The comment was, do you think that this is a typical Goodfellas, Godfather-type hit where they got to shut everybody up so the truth doesn't come out?
We don't know. We know that witnesses all over that populated area, and I have the newscast posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, reported that the people got on the helicopter and it blew up. And then my military sources said, indeed, SEALs did die back in May, or even before that. When was the Bin Laden raid? Time gets scrambled, folks. Pull up the date for me. Yeah, it was May 1st, so I was right. May Day. Yeah, it was May 1st. I always just double-check my memory. Yeah, it was May 1st, May Day. I mean, what a globalist message that was. We don't know. We know that story was a lie, that bin Laden didn't do the things they said, that there wasn't human shields, that, you know, throwing him in the ocean, give me a break, fake situation room photos of the president looking tough. All of that was a lie. Our government sources say it's a lie, and that SEALs did die. And so how will they cover up that SEALs died? They'll wait a few months, tell their family they're out of contact, you know, they're SEALs. Then there's another helicopter crash, and then you just tag their names onto it. That's the most likely, because we know that SEALs died in the bin Laden raid from our sources that have proven very accurate. And plus, we have the helicopter crashing there. It's not just like our sources are saying that. So I don't know. Or were they knocking out the rest of SEAL Team 6 because they were speaking out, like Pat Tillman, like Jessica Lynch's team, who said she was hiding in fear. This isn't true. And they went and killed them. And then she came out and said, it's all fake. I was told to lie by the Pentagon. They really kill people in these PR things. If it's a PR event for their agenda, they will kill anybody involved if they get in the way of it. Pat Tillman didn't want to be their PR guy anymore. They murdered him. Jessica Lynch's team. And I went on air and I said, Jessica Lynch, you better come out and admit this was fake or they're going to kill you and say the hero died in a car wreck. And she came out 2 days later. I guess somebody else must have warned her. I don't know. And said, it's all fake. And they told me to do it. The book, all of it's fake. It's all fake. They don't play games. Jason, I appreciate your call. Because it's not our government. Okay, it's foreign banking interests run our military. They run the greatest military on the earth. They run our checkbook, and they've run it into the ground. Okay, and they're not going to stop. We've got to get these foreign banks out of here, or there's no future. Linda in Maryland, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call. I sincerely want to thank you and your staff for everything you have done. I've been a listener for about 10 years, and I have today called to offer you some constructive criticism. I hope you will be open to.
Oh, I need it. I can't stand my own show. Tell me about it.
It's not your show. It sounds like you've gotten into some very difficult speech patterns and habits, like guttural sounds when you stall to get your next thought, and stuttering, and an incredibly scratchy voice when you speak slowly and deeply. It's to the point where, after 10 years, it's become hard for me to listen to you, and I don't want that to happen.
No, I hear you, but listen, different strokes for different folks. I have to focus not to speak super deep. And it's from screaming at rallies. Have you ever seen like an 18-year-old cheerleader graduating high school and she sounds like a man from screaming, during the drills? And that's what's happened to my voice. And I have to speak at the front of my mouth to not sound super deep. But again, that's actually the voice they look for in radio. So a lot more people like it than don't like it. And it's very distinctive, Linda. And there's really nothing I can do. I mean, you can call it a handicap. I also do have a lot of things going on in my mind. Sometimes I sound completely fluent and every word sounds like a poet wrote it. Other times it's a bunch of starting and stopping. But the radio show is real. I'm not reading off a teleprompter here.
I understand that. Maybe just to go back and listen to what you've already said might be of help, and you might get a better idea of what I'm speaking about. But I want to continue listening to your show, but sometimes it has become very, very difficult for me.
Oh, dear, Linda, would you rather this voice?
No, Linda,
we get done with you, we're going to Ryan. I could do this voice. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Yes, your lordship, Linda. Or how about this? Impressive. Most impressive. I see you constructed a new lightsaber, Linda. Indeed, you are powerful, as the Emperor has foreseen.
When you pick up your speech, your voice does come up a little bit, and then you stop the scratchiness, and I realize you have so much to say, it doesn't come to your lips fast enough.
That's what's happening. I know. It sounds like I'm a chimpanzee on PCP sometimes. I hear you, Linda. And listen, I'm the boss up here. So there's nobody, I can talk radio here coaching me or anything. The show's getting more popular than ever. People like real stuff. But I will from henceforth do the show for the rest of the day in the Marvin the Martian accent.
But try to pay more attention about the scratchiness and the stuttering and the guttural sounds.
I hear you. Linda, I hear you. I know. It sounds like I'm a sea lion or something. Look, I gotta get to issues, though. I really can't talk about me. And I know that folks want to talk about Alex Jones, and we don't screen your calls. But my sakes here, it's about the information. It's about the guest. It's about the fact that we told you that we were going to have our AAA rating downgraded, and it's only going to get worse from here because the bankers now will get higher percentage points on us. We give them our money in banker bailouts. They then loan it back to us at higher interest rates. We're being positioned just like the mafia positions somebody with loan sharking. Now, listen, Linda, I'm not mad at you, but I'm going to ask callers. I don't want to talk about my voice when we come back, okay? I do not want to do it.
But in the interest of radio, I will speak in this voice. An NPR voice. David Rockefeller loves you. Hand over all your property. World government cares. Carbon taxes are good. How's that sound? We'll be right back with Ryan and many others. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Now today, we're going to be braising a chicken and stuffing it with cheese and bacon and cooking it for 2 hours in the oven. And after that, we'll talk about how great President Obama is.
Who was that lady on PBS for years who talked like that? And I remember when I was growing up, Julia Childs, yeah. I could talk like Julia Childs. I got stacks of news here. We're in federal court. It's coming out that the ATF, FBI, and DEA are knowingly shipping guns to Mexican drug gangs and gangs in the U.S. to knock out their competition, that the federal government has been caught again shipping in the last 5 years tons of cocaine in through one cartel, and no one gets in trouble. And then meanwhile, we're worried about how I talk. Okay. Let's get back into the credit rating situation. Let's go to a bunch of your calls. I'm trying here. Ryan in Tennessee, then Salvatore and others. Ryan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for all that you do. I'm thankful that I heard about you through conspiracy theory. My family's now awake, and I don't want to get off point. I want to say everything that you said about corporations running our country now. I recently had a new truck that at 65 miles an hour, it shifted in the first gear, and my daughter and I flipped off the interstate, and Ford told me they were sorry for the inconvenience, but I don't want to get off point, but it just goes to the American people have lost their voice. No one listens to us, and it doesn't matter what big corporations do, they just keep right on trucking.
And they're emboldened. That's what the New World Order is, a global private government where they control the governments and take our wealth away through socialism. But then they're offshore. It's fascism sitting on top of socialism. And that's what the social engineers don't teach in schools. But when you get into real government policy books, they admit that's the global system. But they don't teach that. They say you can have right-wing fascism or left-wing communism. Those are your choices when the two go together.
Well, and like I said, you've been right on with everything. My 70-year-old parents listened to you, and because of listening to you that my entire family got out of the stock market less than a month ago, and had we not have, I believe that we would have lost everything.
Well, sir, again, I don't really give advice on the stock market per se, but we have been saying that the collapse would become more evident. And that as soon as they did the debt increase, that they would start imploding things, because it wasn't really a debt increase. It was a change in law to allow the insiders at the Super Congress to completely and totally take over the Congress. I mean, folks, think about it. A Super Congress originates the laws now on taxes and spending. I mean, that is incredible. Bills don't come out of the lower house now. The spending bills are supposed to come from individual House members. And if the House doesn't vote the way they want, then it just goes through anyways. I mean, this is mind-blowing, and this is what's incredible. They're just getting started. If you think it's crazy that Obama launched a war and Congress said, we've got to give you authority, and he said, fly a kite, imagine what's coming next, Ryan.
Well, and that was my whole point, listening to you. No, you weren't giving advice, but everything you said, you could see the writing on the wall. You would say it within a week later, it was happening, whether the market, in the news, and I absolutely believe that.
And that's what's frustrating, Ryan, is that I'm not that smart. This is a globalist program. They admit what they're doing. All I'm doing is saying, hey, next, they're going to do this because that's their program. I appreciate your call. Salvatore in California, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, ditto. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
By the way, I will listen to you no matter what you sound like.
Well, is it true? Do I sound like a demonic chimpanzee?
You know, when I was younger, I was an activist, and I had to do a lot of yelling and screaming, and my voice suffered for it as well, so I completely understand. And, no, I don't think you sound like a demonic monkey.
Okay, go ahead. What's on your mind today, sir?
Well, a couple things. I'm going to try not to to be too long-winded like you, but I wanted to sum up a few of the things that have been going on in our world with what happened at the Rossum Foods here in L.A. recently. The gentleman, the schizophrenic homeless person that was beaten up and killed by police officers in Fullerton. What happened to the Amish people in Pennsylvania, the lady in Michigan with her tomato garden. There just seems to be this bum rush to take our rights away from us. It's like they just decided, this is it, this is our time, let's go for it.
You know why, don't you?
Tell me.
Because the foreign banks have standardized the way the cities work, the states. They've bought off almost all the major leaders. Most of the leaders are just social climbers who just do what they're told. They're not even aware of what's going on. People are kind of on an autopilot. And the social engineers, the globalists, know that they have committed such incredible crimes that the American people and other nations as well are going to try to take their countries back. That's why tyrants put tyrannies in, is so they can get away with robbing you. That's why when a bank robber comes in, they say, put your hands up, and they tie up, you know, the bank president and the guard, because they're about to do something really bad. Now, that's why the Nazis put a police state in before they did what they did. And so that's why they are bum rushing to let the public know you're slaves. TSA is going to stick their hands down your pants. We're going to radiate you. We're going to steal your pension funds. You know, we're going to do this to you. They're letting us know. They're letting us know. They're trying to absolutely break our will right now because they know they've brought us in to a controlled depression.
And that brings me to my next point. Another fellow Texan of yours who is no longer with us, named Bill Hicks, said that the real threat to the establishment in this country is us. And that's why shows like Cops runs 24/7 on our television. It's to remind us that state power will always win. And
they only show you disheveled, trashy people to then give the image that the cops are always good, the public is scum.
Exactly. And now I spent a lot of years in my young, ambitious days in the political arena. Eventually, I did become a political operative. I worked for large multinational corporations. And then after my father died, the veil was ripped off, and I saw exactly what kind of people I was working with. And decided, that's it, I'm going to the other side. I eventually became a newspaper publisher. I published my own newspaper. And by the way, for your listeners out there, for anybody, including you, Alex, or anybody else out there in this country that decides to stand up and tell the truth, there is inherent danger. It's not just that they will try to discredit you and attack you publicly, but they will go after your family, they will go after your business, they will go after your economics.
Well, Salvatore, I appreciate your call, and that may have happened to you because you're running a newspaper. That does scare them. Yes, out of the gates when I started 16 and a half years ago, a lot of harassment happened, and I told the system, I love it. I said, if this is what you want to do, bring it on, I'm committed. And that's why you got to go, like in sports, you got to go 110% or you're going to get injured. But when you go 110%, you don't get as injured as much. But they don't really do much to me now other than demonize me in the national media because they know I'm committed and I'm not turning back. And there's another issue here. If we all start standing up, they can't stop us all. Okay, the system's scared. I mean, they've had to come out and admit the government grows the opium in Afghanistan now. Four calls coming up.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
The good guy is lost. Well, how do the good guys get back on top again? Well, we stop being naive, and we stop being passive, and we stop just accepting the government lies and is corrupt. Our country hasn't been perfect, but it's been the greatest experiment in human history. Produced more wealth, more liberty, more patents, more freedom, more exploration than any other nation, hands down. Countries that had much more much more resources than we've had, but a lot less prosperity because they had a history of just letting tyrants rule over them. And a corrupt class system where the upper class, the ruling class, tries to keep the lower class from ever entering the middle class. This is the system. And incredible corruption is growing. It's racing through the body like a metastasizing cancer right now. The founding fathers were obsessed with keeping corruption under control, with jealously guarding liberty and freedom. But now they've tried to sell the idea in the mainline dinosaur media that not trusting government, that caring about your rights is kooky or terroristic or evil. They tell police that if you talk about the Constitution, you're probably a killer. You want to murder police. That's in the training manuals that we've been sent by police and published for the public to see. This is a dangerous situation that we're in. And it's not going to get any better until we start standing up and saying no and really recognizing how corrupt the system is. Now, the alternative media has exposed government gun running, drug running, child kidnapping, all these horrible things. But now the system just goes, okay, we're doing it, and just reports it in a bland way. So we've had victories, but at a certain point, they almost become defeats because it just sits there like an elephant in the room that's doing bad things in the room, leaving all sorts of horrible things you step in. And the elephant says, I don't care if you see me here. You know, for a while the elephant was there and we finally started to see it. And now the elephant says, well, I'm not leaving. I'm a big giant elephant. All right, listen, I want to go to Tariq, Roland, Scott, George, Dana, Vincent, and others. In fact, let's go to Hawaii first, but let's go quick because I want to hear from everybody. Does anybody care about the debt limit being raised and giving a super Congress power, a new form of government? Does anybody care about the AAA rating being lost? And now S&P and others saying we'll probably lose more of our ratings? To the bankers that engineered the whole fraud, and now the White House is demonizing the Tea Party? The Tea Party isn't perfect, but it's against the Federal Reserve, against the globalist, wants to cut spending, cut down the size of the federal government. It is the best mainline answer out there. So it's being blamed. That'd be like Hitler being the presiding judge at the Nuremberg trials after World War II and calling in General Eisenhower and blaming him for running the death camps. I mean, that's how rich this is, how ridiculous. But, hey, they know the public's maybe awake and doesn't trust government anymore or media, but they still don't have the details. But I saw the comments coming in the last few days. Oh, I'm glad you got what you wanted. We lost our rating thanks to you, people like you, Alex. Really? Really? Really, it's not because tens of trillions to foreign banks. It's not because of all the government spending. It's not because of the private Federal Reserve that says it's above the law. It's my fault now? You got to love it. Here are the headlines. World leaders race to head off fresh market turmoil ahead of stock markets opening worldwide the next few hours. U.S. downgrade sounds alarm bell. AFP. Dollar to be discarded by world. China rating agency says. CNBC. Tel Aviv stocks fall 7% on U.S. debt. White House advisor blames Tea Party for downgrade. See, here's the issue. We've been signed on to the mega banks who run the rating agencies publicly, who themselves are completely insolvent, but they're too big to fail. So, see, we're signed on to their debt, so now we're going to fail. And then they stand up there lecturing us. I mean, this is so brazen. This is so ridiculous that it may. White House advisor blames Tea Party for downgrade. A top White House advisor is blaming the downgrade of U.S. credit rating on Tea Party Republicans who he say were unwilling to compromise on how to reduce the federal debt. What are you talking about? The Republicans led the charge to hand over power to the super Congress and Obama. You got whatever you wanted. None of the cuts even start till next year, and they're paltry. Government increases its growth. It's impossible to pay for. They've set us on a collision course along with Obama, and then you say this. No, this happened because now the bankers have got us where they want us, because the super Congress controls all spending now and is going to give them whatever they want. They've got their people in control now. The House and Senate voted its rights away treasonously. When I use the word treason, I mean it. White House advisor blames Tea Party for downgrade. A top White House advisor is blaming the downgrade on U.S. credit rating on Tea Party Republicans. The advisor to President Obama, David Axelrod, I mean, that guy looks like a demonic rat, tells CBS Face the Nation on Sunday that the decision by the Standard & Poor's credit agency to downgrade the U.S. from AAA to AA, plus for the first time, was strong influenced by weeks of standoff between Democrats and Republicans over the debt. Axelrod calls the action, in his words, a Tea Party downgrade. Unbelievable. The banks have been positioning us into this downgrade. And you mark my words, it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse by design. These are parasites. They're the ones that created the derivatives and sold them to everybody's pension funds. They're the ones grandstanding as the saviors. It'd be like if you came home and there was a guy with a black mask on coming out with your jewelry and your computer, and the cops show up and the guy goes, hey, Alex Jones is the criminal, and the cops put me in handcuffs even though I've got my driver's license and clearly live there, and the cops pat the robber on the back. The robber says, it's Alex's fault I was robbing his house. All right, let's go to Vincent in Hawaii. We got 12 calls online. That's probably way more we can get to. Vincent in Hawaii, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Aloha, Alex.
Aloha. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a carrier veteran. I just want to stop and concentrate for a little bit and just a little bit of reverence for all those guys that perished. Regardless of what happened or how it happened, some of those old boys, I bet you they probably listened to you, and I'll bet you that I'll just bet you there's some good people by half that crew or who knows what. You know,
we have huge listenership of the entire military across the board. We can see the numbers and the IPs coming in, and it is sad whoever really died. My point is my military sources say SEALs died in the bin Laden raid.
Yep. Yeah, you got that right. I got a couple comments, a couple questions. I want to thank you about the Tim Geithner credit rating comment. You know, it's real obvious. You can see right through that particular person. His face likes to twist and turn into this, like, four-year-old look, like he just got caught doing something wrong when he gets pinned on something like that. And then here you are debunking his comment how many months later. I mean, it was obvious. He looked like he got caught.
He looks like an elfin weasel.
I wonder what he really thinks at home when he goes home. You know, he's doing his job, and the guy goes home, just like we do. What does he really think
at
home?
Well, his daddy headed up, the Ford Foundation, and we gave Obama's mama her first job. I mean, he's a total globalist. He's an absolute one-world government pusher. And to do that, they've got to bankrupt America. They use America to build their world government and then implode us in the end to financially capturing us.
Exactly right. You know, I was raised in Newport Beach, and I remember those people, the Ford Foundation. They're fascists. They're so haughtily gone in some cloud, you can't even talk to them. They're country club banker queers. That's exactly what they are.
Vincent, I appreciate your call. oh, boy. Who's up next here? Because the phones are all scrambled. Don in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. Welcome.
I don't know. You're absolutely right with the whole money thing. I mean, it was called, and was it not Janet Napolitano? Didn't she have a meeting with somebody in Texas when she wouldn't go to Washington with her and said, get 6 months worth of food?
Absolutely. That was out in Nevada. No, Arizona is where that intel. Yeah, no, stay there. They're getting us ready for a controlled implosion so they can pose as our saviors, as they always do.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you can get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like him any more than he did.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
You know, it's days like these. I wish I had a whole other hour, but we'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, on the weekday show. Colonel Six, I want to go to him and then try to get to everybody else here. Because I remember he's been calling, I don't know, for a couple of years. And he said, you know, General McChrystal's going to be run out for a scandal here in the next few months. It did happen. Rolling Stone. He's given us a lot of other good information. He's one of the caller sources, but I have two separate Army sources, who I don't even know who they are, that told me SEALs did die and that the helicopter blew up. Pakistani TV said that as well. I'm going to him in a moment to get his scuttlebutt. I know he just got out of the military, but he's got a news site. But finishing up with Don, yes, I know the name of the congresswoman who off record is telling people, get ready, there's going to be a total collapse. The federal government has been getting ready since they got rid of Glass-Steagall in the late 90s. For total collapse. It's designed to collapse us. Okay, that's how we're economically conquered. And it's just going to be incremental. They've known we've been in a depression by every real economic number for 3 years, but they keep telling you the economy's wonderful. They tell you crime isn't going up. They tell you unemployment's only 9.6%. They know it's over 22. they lie. They lie. They lie. They lie. This is a program. This is a globalist program. So good points, Don. Let's go ahead and talk to Colonel Six. Colonel Six, real fast, break down your take on the supposed Navy SEALs of SEAL Team 6. First, they weren't on the helicopter, the biggest one-day loss in Afghanistan war of the decade. Then they were, the SEAL Team 6 that was involved in Bin Laden, then they weren't. And my information, well, tell us the scuttlebutt you've got.
Okay, let me just do one other thing right quick, Alex. If people would go to Colonel6.com, I want to show you something. Back in March, the Norway Socialist Party said that they wanted Israel bombed. This ties into Blondie and the shooting and the bombing and so forth, and Israel being voted on next month by Norway, Palestine getting a seat. Let me tell you what is going on. When we talked last, there was a mix-up in the translation. The helicopter that was in Pakistan did blow up. How it and I got it got turned around in the translations. Yes, it did blow up. Now, whether it was a bomb, whether it was an RPG that hit it, because it blew up above the fence line. Okay. Now, there were a number of members of SEAL Team 6 in that plane. Last night, yesterday, the remaining members of that particular squad were killed. I heard from a woman who's a relative of one of the people that was killed, and just like I had predicted, they're not going to sit silent. So I gave her the name and a good phone number I have for Seymour Hersh, and told her to get in touch with him. And
okay, but let me stop you, Colonel Six, because you've given us really good info, and yes, and that's what Pakistani witnesses said. The thing lifted off, blew up, dead bodies everywhere. You know, they tell us, oh, no, that didn't happen. A lot of people predicted, look for the rest of the team to die. And so you're saying that you talked to a relative of one of the people and that you put her in touch with an investigative Pulitzer Prize winner at the New Yorker magazine. What did she tell you? Was this to shut up the SEAL team? I mean, statistically.
Yes, it was to shut up the SEAL team. What the deal is, like I say, a number, I don't know the exact number, but she said a little over a half of the team that this particular guy was on was killed in that supposed raid. In order to keep them from doing the Pat Tillman, the other ones were killed yesterday in a, supposedly where the Taliban had taken them, they were shot down. Somebody shot them down, or it blew up some kind of way. The Taliban's taking, you know, responsibility for it. They'll take responsibility for the Kennedy killing if you let them. So,
well, they took responsibility for the Norway shooting.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. They'll kill it for Mark Twain. But this is the deal. I need to get a number from you, or let me give you my number.
You know what, Colonel Six? You've given us great info probably 5-6 times in a row, and I need to learn exactly who you are. I know your site's excellent. We need to have you on as a guest. So why don't I put you on hold, and why don't we end up having you on in the next few days after I get on the phone with you and find out a little bit more? Because I've got a source at Fort Hood. I've got a source at Fort Bragg. They all basically say the same thing you're saying, but they'll never tell me who they are. And you just got out of the military. I mean, are you able to go public with who you are and really give folks more information?
Not really, Alex, because of the I'm in a situation, you know, I've got the situation I'm in won't let me do that right now.
I understand. Well, then how are you running a website then?
Oh, the website is just there. I mean, it's not saying anything. I'm putting things out there, but it's not going to give anyone where I live or anything else. Or give me
no, I understand. I understand. But, I mean, obviously the system knows who you are, so why not just tell folks who you are? Now, okay, well, I'm going to put you on holding it back with you, but my information immediately was the old trick of if people die in a clandestine operation, you just say that they die later in a crash and tag their name onto it, either in a real crash or you stage one. You're saying, no, the word is they were getting rid of team members that were going to speak out. What were they going to speak out on? Do you have any information on that? That bin Laden wasn't killed, or that SEALs did die in the raid? Why would they want to get rid of them like Pat Tillman?
They were going to come out and say, one, that other SEAL members were killed in the raid. Two, that there was no raid for bin Laden, that it was actually it was a raid for someone else up in Al-Qaeda that they were looking for, and that and the young lady told me that between her and other people that are relatives of these people, they just decided that they're not going to sit still and have this happen. With that message probably getting out somewhere along the base or whatever, they decided to do the rest of them. And just like I told you, 4 months before McChrystal, even before anybody was even talking about it, I wanted to tell you this when, not too long after that, but that this was going to happen.
And no, then, you said there's going to be a scandal and McChrystal's going to go out from a scandal, and no one was saying at the time, and it was true. You've said a lot of other things. Now,
right.
You said, watch, they're going to try to go into Libya a few months before that even started. So you obviously have a lot of good sources. My big issue here is that obviously they didn't bury bin Laden at sea. Obviously he was dead from kidney failure close to 10 years ago. We have Steve Pachinik, I mean, impeccable source.
He's as dead as Jimmy Durante, you know. But like I say, go to Colonel6.com and look at that Norway Socialist Party wanted to bomb Israel. And I tell you what, put me on hold, and I'll talk with you. I don't know about going on the air and doing a full-blown interview or anything with you, but I'll talk with you.
Well, why not? You call into the show. Your information has turned out to be accurate. Well, here's the issue. You know, they killed, five of Jessica Lynch's crew because they were speaking out. They killed Pat Tillman because he was going to speak out and wrote letters home about it. And now they've wiped these guys out. Is that going to anger? And again, folks, 10-year war, and it just so happens to be the rest of the unit that's left over from the SEAL Team 6 that blew up and died at the so-called OBL compound, and statistically now they're the ones that die, and they're on a Army National Guard helicopter, and I'm getting military scuttlebutt, and on the military sites and the emails I'm getting, no one is buying this. Colonel Six, military folks you talk to, what are they saying?
That right there, the National Guard helicopter. You don't do that. Those are nowhere maintained as well as the Navy helicopters that they use, okay? You've got several things. One, I saw somebody say that, put it out that none of the members of the team that were, people that were killed were members of the team that raided bin Laden's compound. That tells me one thing straight up, that they were. When they say plus, I say minus. When they say go, I say stop. Okay? And I'm going to show you how I do this, and I'll tell you how I do it, and I can give you some other information. But like you said, you know, I talked to you on the air anyway. I just don't want to take up your time. Plus, I know you're working on your voice. I think the Diane Ring voice is what you should shoot for, you know, the damn near dead 77-year-old white lady. Yeah, why don't you go for that? Because that would fit you just fine. You know,
Colonel Six, you're crazy. I'm sorry to all the other callers. Put him on hold. I want to talk to him. I tell you, this is really starting to creep me out. I mean, that they would kill those Navy SEALs like that. And you know they did, folks. I mean, come on. I mean, they killed Pat Tillman. It's admitted. They murdered him and then lied about it and got caught. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Sorry to all the callers. Great broadcast today. Great job, crew. Boy, I tell you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.